This week's Divrei Torah are being learned L'Zeicha Nishmas Avi Mori, Rabbi Yitzchak Moshe David Ben Rav Baruch, and L'Zeicha Nishmas Imi Marosi, Malka Bas Rabbi Yehoshua, and also L'Zeicha Nishmas Rabbi Shua Aryeh Ben Rabbi Yisacha Beresh. We find three places in the Torah where the Torah goes to great length to repeat something that was already said earlier. We find in Parshas Chayisara, when Eliezer goes to find the Shidduch for Rivka, the story is repeated twice. Once as it happens, and a second time when Eliezer repeated what happened to Lavan and Bisuel. Rashi there comments, Yafa sichoson shel avde ovos, yoser mitarosan shel banim. The ordinary conversation of the servants of the ovos is more beloved than the Torah of their children. Sharei parshas Eliezer kefula b'Torah, because we see that the parsha of Eliezer is repeated twice in the Torah. The harbe gufei Torah leinitna el beramiza, even though many fundamental halachis are only said beramiza by a hint. So we see that the parsha of Eliezer and Rivka was repeated in the Torah. A second place that we find a repetition is regarding the Aseret HaDibros that is said first in Parshas Yisroi and repeated again in Parshas Vayeschanan. And finally in our parsha, where the Mishkan and the Bigdei Kohuna are repeated after having been said in great detail in Parshas Truma and Tetzaveh. I once heard a beautiful pshat from Rabbi P.G. Watzman, Zichrono Livracha, why specifically these three parshiyos are repeated in the Torah. And he said, the Mishnah says in Avos, Al shloisha dvarim ha'olam oimed, al ha'Torah, v'al ha'avoda, v'al gemilas chasodim. These are the three pillars that hold up the world. When something is repeated twice, it is highlighting its importance. The three repetitions in the Torah correspond to the three things that hold up the world, Torah, Avodah and Gemilas Chasodim. The Aseret HaDibros is Torah. The Mishkan and Bigdei Kohuna is Avodah. And Parshas Eliezer, where Rivka drew the water for all the people and for the camels, is Gemilas Chasodim. The Torah repeats these three parshiyos to show their importance. Al Shloisha Dvarim Ha'olam Oimed, Al HaTorah, which is the Parsha of the Aseret HaDibros, Al HaAvodah, which is the Parsha of the Mishkan and the Bigdei Kohuna, Val Gemilas Chasodim, the Parsha of Eliezer. The second Dvar Torah for this week is that the Pasuk tells us in Perek Lamed Hei, Pasuk of Zion, that the Nesiim donated to the Mishkan, the Avnei Shoyam, the Avnei Miluim, the Shemen for the Menorah, and the Besamim for the Shemen HaMishcha and the Keteris HaSamim. Rashi points out that the word V'hanesiim in the Pasuk is spelled Chaser, without a Yud between the Aleph and the Mem. And he explains this Chaser with a member of Rabban Ossin, who asks, why were the Nesiim the first to donate Karbonos when the Mishkan was first erected on Rosh Chodesh Nisan? And he explains that it was to rectify something that they did wrong earlier by the donations of the Mishkan. Because by the donations of the Mishkan, instead of jumping first, they said, let everyone give whatever they want to give, and we'll take care of whatever's missing. And what happened was everything was given, and there was nothing left for them to give except for the Avnei Shoyam, Avnei Miluim, the Shemen, and the Besamim. So in order to rectify that they did not respond immediately by the donations of the Mishkan, they were the first to donate the Karbonos a half a year later on Rosh Chodesh Nisan by the Akamas HaMishkan. And Rashi continues, Ulefi shenitzatzlu mitchila, since at first they were lazy, nechzera ois mishimam, a letter was taken out of their name, the letter Yud was taken out of the name Nesiim. V'anesiim ksiv, and Nesiim is written without a Yud, Nun Sin Aleph Mem, instead of Aleph Yud Mem. And the question arises, why was the letter Yud specifically chosen to be removed from the name Nesiim as opposed to another letter? And in Sefer Chumash Rashi HaMavur, he explains the Fi Pshutai, that the letter which is chosen to be removed will be one that will not affect the pronunciation of the word. By removing the letter Yud between the Aleph and the end of Mem, it is still pronounced the same way, V'hanesiim. Because by placing a chirik under the aleph, the pronunciation remains the same. We find a similar idea in Parshas Chayisara, that the name Ephron is written chaser, because Ephron spoke a lot by telling Avram that he would give him the Maris Machpelah for free, but ended up taking a lot of money, arba mea shekel kesef, over la soicher. So since he spoke a lot and did very little, the Torah takes away a letter from his name, the letter Vav. There too, the letter that was taken out does not change the pronunciation of the word, because by placing a cholam over the resh of the name Ephron, it is still pronounced Ephron even without the vav. So that is why the yud was taken out of the word vahanasiim, because it would not affect the pronunciation of the word. Another pshat that is given why specifically the letter yud is taken is that the nasiim were acting somewhat haughty by saying, we got this. Don't worry. Whatever is left is on us. And since the letter yud represents humbleness, being that it is the smallest letter, that was the letter that was chosen to be taken out of the name vahanasiim. Because by acting with gaiva, they were acting different than the letter yud. And therefore, specifically, the letter yud was removed, the letter that represents anovo. It is interesting that from this Rashi, we see something very powerful. We know that there's a concept of mida toiva meruba mimidas parodiais. Hashem always gives more reward for good deeds than punishment for wrongdoing. And we see this clearly in this Rashi. When the Nasiim acted wrongly by not jumping to give, what did they lose? They lost one letter. However, when they corrected what they did wrong and were the first to bring the karbonis, we find the Parshas Nasi, where the Torah says the karbonis of the Nasiim. The Torah repeats each Nasi's karbon 12 times, saying over and over the Nasiim's karbonis, the exact same karbonis, adding many additional letters to the Torah. So we see Mida Taiva, Meruba, Mimidas Peroniais. Because by the Midas Peroniais, only one letter was taken away. But by the Mida Taiva, where the sin was rectified, an abundance of letters were added to the Torah.